morning. We have a very special addition to our agenda today before we go into academic affairs. This morning, we have the swearing in of our newest trustee, Mr. Wheeler Coleman. I have the pleasure today of introducing for the first time Mr. Coleman. He will take his oath of office and be officially sworn in just a few minutes. But I think it's important that we all know a little bit more about Wheeler Coleman. And in fact, he's very photogenic. Wheeler is an NIU alum. He graduated in 1983 with a degree in applied data processing. He went on to earn an MBA from the University of Notre Dame. He currently holds the position of Vice President and Chief Technology Officer at Healthcare Service Corporation, and that's part of Blue Cross Blue Shield, for those of you who aren't aware of that, the fourth largest health insurance company in the United States and the nation's largest customer-owned health insurer. Wheeler lives in Chicago and is active in many civic organizations. He is a member of the board of the Black Ensemble Theater and the Daniel Murphy Scholarship Foundation. He was a fellow of Leadership Greater Chicago in 2006 and was named Chicago's United Leader of Color in 2007 in recognition of his business accomplishments and civic contributions. He is also a member of the NIU Alumni Association Board since 2010. Today is not only a momentous occasion for Wheeler, but for his wife as well, the Honorable Sharon Johnson Coleman. I know personally the joy of seeing one's spouse and sharing that experience with him. So Sharon, we welcome you as well. She is a NIU alum and went on to get her law degree at Washington University in St. Louis. Judge Coleman was confirmed by the United States Senate as a member of the federal bench, which bestows on her an honor of a lifetime and indeed comes with a lifetime of appointment. Just as Wheeler stood by her side as she took her federal oath, and that must have also been a momentous occasion, Judge Coleman is here with Wheeler today and will administer his oath of office this morning. So I think that's something very special for NIU as well. So will you please join me in a warm welcome for Trustee Wheeler Coleman and the Honorable Sharon Johnson Coleman.
I get to say a few words first. Good morning. As a lawyer and a judge, I have participated in the taking and administering of oaths more times than I can count. Today's proceedings, however, have no equal. It is my distinct and indeed amazing honor to be able to administer the oath of office of the Northern Illinois University Board of Trustees to the man I was destined to meet more than 30 years ago on this campus. Not only was he this cute, tall, young man with a great voice and a smile, great smile, he was the most determined and focused person that I had ever met and have ever met. I say that especially knowing that he was not coming from college-educated parents. He was coming from parents who had raised their kids in the West Side Projects and on the South Side of Chicago, but still had an understanding that their children's future could be more and that education was the way. Wheeler was passionate about his education then. He was passionate for the education of his fellow students, being a leader on campus. And he took what NIU offered to him and expanded on it in so many ways. It is only fitting that he stands here before you ready to promise nothing less than his best efforts in serving the NIU community, past, present, and future. The significance of an oath is that we ask our God and the public to bear witness to a promise that we make, expecting to be held responsible for honoring that promise with our best effort. One of our family heroes, Muhammad Ali, once stated that when a chivalrous man makes an oath, he is faithful to it. I add to that quote the wisdom of philosopher Aeschylus, who said, "It is not the oath that makes us believe in the man, but the man makes us believe in the oath." To the university officials and staff, to the chair and the trustees, there's lots of work to do, but I can personally vouch that your new board member is ready, willing, and able to give his all to assist NIU and its students reach their full potential. You may have my word on that. Raise your right hand. I, Wheeler Coleman.
I, Wheeler Coleman.
Do solemnly swear that I will faithfully serve.
Do solemnly swear that I will faithfully serve.
Support, preserve, protect.
Support, preserve, and protect.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois and the laws thereof.
The Constitution of the laws
of the State of
the State of Illinois
and the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the bylaws.
And the bylaws.
Regulations.
Regulations.
And policies.
Policies.
Of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University.
Of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University.
Finally.
I acknowledge
the fiduciary
responsibilities
that I have
as a member of the Board of Trustees
and do solemnly swear
that I will discharge
faithfully and without regards to personal gain
my duties
as a member
of the Board of Trustees
of Northern Illinois University. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wheeler, as Chairman of the Board of Trustees, let me welcome you.
Thank you.
I told my wife to be quick, because I had a lot to say this morning. And I know we have a lot of work to do, so I'll try to be as quickly as possible. President Peters, Chairman, fellow trustees, administrators, faculty, friends, and family, I can't tell you how proud I am and how humbled I am to be part of this prestigious board called the NIU Board of Trustees. I have to tell you, today it is a special day. It's like a homecoming for me, and I am glad to be back home. First of all, I want to thank Governor Quinn for appointing me to fill out the remaining terms of Manny Sanchez. Manny had huge shoes, and I tell you, I don't have the personality of a Manny Sanchez, so he's a tough act to follow. I want to thank also my friends that have helped me during the entire process, and most importantly, I want to thank my best friend, my biggest cheerleader, my toughest critic, the woman that loves me in good times and in bad times, my wife of 29 years, Judge Coleman. Thank you. Since most of you are not familiar, and I know you heard a few things about me from the chairman earlier today, I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about my background and provide you with a little perspective on what I believe and some of the challenges that I think we're facing as an organization, as an institution. Less than 34 years ago, I was admitted to NIU from a small private school in downtown Chicago, Catholic school. I came through these doors wide-eyed, naive, and ill-prepared for the academic and social challenges that I was about to face. However, I have to tell you, with the help of great people, from the faculty, from my fellow students, from the administration, I was able to get through this university with a degree in computer science in 1983. I left this school and went to work for a small organization at the time that was in near bankruptcy, a small health insurance company that most of us know as Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. I am still with that company today. However, that company is the largest non-investor-owned insurance company in the nation, which means that that company had to go through a lot of transformation to get from near bankruptcy to where we are today. And I was a part of that ride. And I have to tell you, in order for us to do that, we had to be focused, laser focused. We had to lay out our strategy, and we had to execute against that strategy. And it was not easy. Today, we have over 16,000 employees. We cover 13 million members. If you took the largest publicly traded companies in the state of Illinois and looked at their revenues, our company would be in the top five. We would be next to companies that have household names such as Walgreens and Boeing and Kraft and Sears. So I just want you to know I come from a very large institution, and I grew up in that institution, and I was successful in that institution. For the last first four and a half years with that institution, Healthcare Service Corporation, I developed software code. And then I quickly moved into management. And so the last 24 and a half years, I have been leading others in various capacities throughout the company. And I have really have been living out the true creed, Dr. Peters, of NIU, learning today, leading tomorrow. So 10 years ago, I went back to school, not only raising two kids, being married and working full time, I went back and got my MBA. And I got exposed to a university that prides itself on achieving greatness, not only in the sports world, Jeff, but also in the classroom. And I learned a lot from those people, and I learned a lot from that institution. I currently hold the title of Vice President and Chief Technology Officer in my organization. I have the responsibilities for setting the technology standards for the company, developing IT strategies, overseeing the IT budget, and leading the transformation activities for the IT division. In the last 2 years, I led the efforts to reduce our budget, our IT budget, by over $140 million, $70 million a year. And that was not easy. We had some tough decisions to make. We had to reduce people. We had to change our ways. We had to change our processes. We had to change our method of thinking. And we had to do it all without impacting the quality of work that we were delivering, our system availability, our reliability, our innovation, and our preparation for the future. So, if you don't know it, I want to make it perfectly clear. I come from a large institution that is heavily regulated by state and federal. We have a lot of constraints, and at times we feel our hands are tied. But we also have another philosophy at our company, that is, there's no excuses. There's no excuses for failure. There's no excuses for being average. There's no excuses for not winning. There's no excuses for being unethical. There's no excuses for not being team members and working as one team. And I hope, as I come to you today, that some of that no excuses philosophy that we have at Healthcare Service Corporation is something that we can adopt as a university. Now, I'm sharing my background with you not to brag and not to boast, because I know the credentials of a lot of the folks that are in this room, and let me tell you, there's some pretty awesome credentials in this room. You have a history of success, and I am proud to say that I'm a part of this family to work with all of this great talent that we have here. But I share my background and I share some of the history with you to let you know that I know that I didn't achieve my career accomplishments on my own. I had a lot of help. And I didn't get through Northern Illinois University on my own. I had a lot of help. I had great people from the administration. There was a Dr. Mitchell that retired a few years ago that helped me tremendously. There's another individual, the late, great Leon Miller, who's no longer with us, was my mentor, helped me craft my first resume when I was ready to enter the business field. So I had a lot of help. And I want to let you know that I understand the value of people that came before me, that have opened up opportunities for me and for others. And it's important that we remember that. 20 years after Northern Illinois University opened up its doors, in 1915, there was this young African-American female by the name of Fannie Ruth Patterson. She graduated from Northern Illinois University, the first African American. She opened up doors for people like me. And then there were a whole bunch of people that came in after her and opened up doors of opportunities, doors that we didn't even know that were closed, and made it possible for me to stand here today. And I understand the role of a trailblazer, people that are in positions to make a difference. Many of you in this room are trailblazers. You're in a position to make a difference. I understand that role clearly. So I come back to you 34 years later, a homecoming, to tell you that, yes, I got a little gray hair. My glasses are a little stronger, and I'm a little less naive. But one thing I know for certain is that I am not naive to the magnitude of the responsibility of being a Board of Trustee member. I'm not naive to the challenges that we're going to be facing and that we're facing as an institution. I also want you to know that I am not naive to the financial ills and the lack of funding that we have, to the social challenges that we have to address. I'm not naive to the fact that industry is changing and it's going to require us to change our academic offerings in order for us to stay relevant. I'm not naive to that. I'm not naive to the fact that we got to address our shifting and changing and and shrinking enrollment. We've got to address our housing shortages, our campus image. We have to shore up our infrastructure, our operation, our technology. And we got to compete for the very best talent that's out there, being students, administrators, and faculty. So we have a lot of work ahead of us, and I know that. And I just want to let you know that I'm here to work. I'm not here to be a warm body or a seat. And so, Chairman, I know time is of the essence, and I know we have a lot of work to do today. And so, in closing, I want to say the following. Over the last 2.5, 3 years, working with the Alumni Association, and specifically over the last 2 months, meeting with and interacting with the family of NIU, I have to tell you, I am impressed with the talent, the commitment, and the love that the NIU family have for this institution. I think it's awesome. And I am excited about being here. I am inspired, and I am very hopeful, because we, NIU, the people of NIU, we have the core ingredients to be the best institution in this area. So, I'm here to let you know, collectively, I want to work with all of you, and collectively, if we're going to achieve greatness, we've got to work as a team, and we've got to take advantage of the opportunities that's in front of us to prepare and to be and to lay out trails for the next generations to come. Thank you very much.
Well, this is an important moment here because I am pleased to present our newest trustee, Wheeler Coleman, with our the official Board of Trustees pin.
Thank
May you.
You
wear it in good health, and thanks for those inspiring remarks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We're going to take a 5-minute recess, and we're going to convene the committee meetings. Hopefully no later than 9:30. Thank you.